As you can see, exactly what was feared has happened, that we've had a very rich morning of presentations, an awful lot to think about and discuss, and very little discussion time. What I'd like to propose is that we take now 10 minutes for some immediate discussion, because things tend to get forgotten. Do you want to come up and help me with the discussion, Natalia? And maybe we can have a general discussion here of 10 minutes and questions and discussion in the audience, and then that'll give us 50 minutes for lunch in the museum or wherever you like to go. The participants are invited across the hall or to go up and see the exhibition on the third floor in the main building. So you open it up to discussion.
I have another suggestion. Perhaps we could now just ask a question, because the question could appear after so rich substance. And we could have a discussion at the end of the day, just finalizing the round table. Mm-hmm. Well, that is a suggestion.
Yes, yeah, so let's have
Who
questions
has some
for
question?
Speakers.
Now questions. It's unbelievable.
Yes, back here.
No,
Sam White. Maybe you could stand up.
There's a microphone.
On the Melnikoff House, there was a photo.
Yes.
I'm Sam White. I'm an architect in New York City. There was a picture of the Melnikoff House before the stucco was applied to the wall, and it showed a brick construction that was essentially made by corbelling bricks out to avoid the need to have any kind of a structural steel lintel. There was an illustration of the wall section to the left of that, which suggested that that was a solid brick wall, but there was a reference to it being a cavity wall. Is that construction hollow? Or is that construction solid?
This is Anke who should answer.
So it's it's hollow, but it's there were all these. It's the cavity, but because they only form the load-bearing lines, there's very small spaces as cavity, and these were filled in with, in this case, I think it's construction rubbish. But this is all things which need to be found out during a very, very careful investigation process prior. I think it has been done, but it must be repeated, and this is all things which will influence any further restoration.
Maristella Casciato, DocuMom International. I think it would be good for all of us if you can establish clearly the sequence of the status of a monument from local to federal. I noticed that you disagreed with Jean-Louis Cohen about, it's not a big deal, but I think it's important for the audience at this point. If it's not too complicated.
To my mind, the decision of this question regarding the monuments of the 20th century is crucial, fundamental. According to the national legislation, there are three levels. This is municipal, the lower level, then regional and federal. Federal means all national significance. National significance. To the moment, all the structures from 20th century as avant-garde and Stalinist architecture, now to the moment they are regional, but for a long period they were local. This is the lowest level. Regional means that Moscow is the subject of federation. Nothing changed. Nothing is changed. Just a label change, but not a meaning. If we should talk about our heritage, Russian heritage, within the World Heritage List, that means that Russia couldn't apply with none of the structures, nor with Melnikov House, for nominating them to the World Heritage List until it is not a federal significant monument. Unfortunately, there is a strong misunderstanding between the status of the building and the form of ownership. For the last decade, there was a kind of rivalry between the municipal authorities and federal authorities for the ownership of a building, which automatically turned, if the monument has federal status, this is federal property. If it is municipal, this is municipal property. And this is a great misunderstanding. The meaning is that the level of the building should be upgraded to the federal despite the form of the ownership. Federal monument could be belonging to the municipal authorities, to the private person, to the state. But the significance is all national significance, best of the best in the country. In different countries, there are different situations. For instance, in Brittany, there are grades. In fact, this is the same as we have. This is the level of meaning. In Germany, there is no grace at all. If it is monument, it is protected by the state. So, along the legislation we have in Russia, this is approved legislation of 2004. Still, we have this three levels. This is, it could be like that, but there should be very clear understanding of the ownership, especially in the moment when the country is standing in front of the mass privatization of the monuments generally. So this is very important. Just before coming here, I have a meeting with the head of the Moscow Heritage Authority, who told me, forget about federal significance. This is all Moscow. This is misunderstanding. And I personally will be persuading our representative in the government that there should be a difference in understanding. Commenting briefly the last presentation, I think that just summing up quickly, we have been listening for now. We have fantastic representativity of persons who involved in the study of history of architecture, person who made conservation project. Then we start feeling that avant-garde will forever give a lot of impulse for creativity. That is presentation of Avakumov. Then we have this final presentation of a business elite. This is mecenates who arrived to Russian life as it was in pre-revolutionary period. This is financial basis with a lot of possibilities, in fact. And my hope and my question regarding Melnikov Committee, I would strongly recommend to include on the board of Melnikov Committee the president or representative of International Conservation Organization. This is ICOMOS, International Committee for Monuments and Sites, with the headquarters in Paris. Now the president is Michael Petzet from Germany. DOCOMOMA, Documentation, Conservation of Modern Movement, and this is Maristella Casciato presenting here. And don't forget about World Monument Organization and Committee. This is UNESCO. Talking about so top-level creative achievement Russia have done in 20s, we shouldn't forget that this heritage belongs to the whole world. This is the major parcel. That is why we're here in New York talking on Russia. This is very important. Thank you.
I think we'll stop there to allow you all time. The plan is the following. We will start at 2 o'clock promptly, and we will hear from Ekaterina Kerinskaya, who's the granddaughter of Konstantin Melnikov, so this, I think, goes right to the point that was made yesterday about the time is both far away, but it's also quite close. Today, right before I came here, I heard a special program on NPR that today is the 50th anniversary of the launching of Sputnik. So it's extraordinary. Seems close and far away at the same time. But anyway, at 2 o'clock, we will begin immediately with that and be back onto the program as it's printed. Some of you may have come in a little bit late this morning, and Richard Pear showed an extraordinary film of the bakery in operation. We understand that the bakery, too, now has been largely transformed in the interior, so this has become a precious historic document, poignant as well. And in case you didn't get to see it, we're going to try to project it In the 10 minutes leading up to 2 o'clock. So if you wander back into the auditorium ahead of time, this film will be rolling again on the screen if you didn't see it or want to see it again, and then we'll start again at 2. So please find yourself some lunch and some sustenance to give yourself strength for the afternoon. Go up to the third floor if you haven't yet seen Richard's photographs.